was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping.
Yeah, I guess she had a point. You're probably pretty familiar with those few notes by now. It is, of course, the intro to Same Love by Macklemore. He played it last night at the NRL Grand Final. It went off at ANZ Stadium and online. There are quite a few retweets for that song. But former Prime Minister Tony Abbott isn't a fan. He'd said he didn't think the song was appropriate before. He was asked about it again today, and he most certainly did not want to hear Same Love, and said this morning that he'd like the NRL performance to sound a bit more like this.
I'll be your dream, I'll be your wish, I'll be your fantasy. I'll be your hope, I'll be your love, be everything that you need. I love you more with every breath, truly, madly, deeply do.
Yep, definitely my favourite part of today is finding out that Tony Abbott is a Savage Garden fan. I'm a Savage Garden fan. I don't know if you're a Savage Garden fan. The lead singer, of course, of Savage Garden also happens to be in a same-sex marriage. And it isn't the only pro-gay track that hit the charts. You might be familiar with this hit too.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
So the former Prime Minister says sport should just be sport. But is pop and rap and, you know, all of that ever just pop? I mean, I've been thinking about the lyrics to a lot of songs, and I'm not convinced they're all, well, you know, benign and don't have a link to some political movement. There's often references there. Liam Viney is the Director of Research in the School of Music at the University of Queensland. Liam knows about pop music. Welcome.
Hi, thanks, Patricia.
So we know, you know, that obviously this Same Love song became contentious because it is a, you know, a same-sex marriage anthem or a gay anthem. That's how it's been described. But then Tony Abbott raised that Savage Garden perhaps could have performed Who He Likes and I Like. And I couldn't help but think that some of their songs are pretty political too and pro-gay relationships. So is pop often imbued by these kinds of messages?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I'm not sure how contentious the song was before the events of the, you know, the last few days. I think the nature of popular music is to definitely connect with emotional issues, sensitive issues, social issues, progressive issues, and we tend not to notice them until somebody in perhaps in a position of power or with some kind of entrenched interest takes an interest in the music that happens to be getting attention and decides that either they like it and would like to use it to kind of further their interests, or they would like to control it, or perhaps even repress it if it doesn't suit their interests. And this is an old story. It goes back pretty much as long as humans have had music, which is as long as we really know about. And there's plenty of interesting cases from the 20th century, the use of music and the repression of certain other kinds of music in Nazi Germany, or the use of music in all of the civil rights movements through from the U.S. civil rights movement, or women's rights in the 20th century, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander rights. The suffragettes movement had plenty of anthems. You can buy albums of anthems from the suffragettes movement. And I think it's just really interesting that that music can have this kind of potential to open up these debates. I think people subconsciously realize that if they've got a message, it's going to be much more effectively projected through music because it connects with the emotions.
And if you look at a range of pop music, like, you know, music that hits the charts, really popular music, it's not uncommon for some of these messages, you know, girl power messages, which you could read as feminist, you know, lots of lyrics about racism and fighting racism you can find in lots of pop songs as well. And of course, you know, these issues around gay issues that we've been discussing in the last couple of days in Australia. Would it be kind of hard to censor them all out if you took that kind of, you know, no politics in music approach?
No, I mean, I think that censoring it will only draw more attention to it. I think that probably the gesture of Macklemore performing this song at the NRL final, if anything, has just brought more attention to the issue. I think that there will be some popular music that, I mean, popular music, it has to appeal to a very broad spectrum of the population to achieve financial success. So some popular music will do that by appealing to younger listeners, and of course that's what a lot of popular music does aim itself at. And the youth, the kind of youth listener population is interested in issues of identity and sexuality, and so that's why a lot of songs connect with that. But then it's a very, popular music is a very broad kind of area, and when you think of some of the hip-hop from the United States especially that's dealt with race in the last couple of years, things like Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly, for example, this is extremely powerful music, and it doesn't really necessarily sit comfortably with something like Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl from whenever that was, 10 years ago. Yep. So, you know, they have very different effects, but yes, the main point is that it's very hard for it. It does seem to be that there's a lot of political agenda in popular music.
Liam, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Liam Viney there, Director of Research in the School of Music at the University of Queensland. Do you prefer your pop to be political, or do you even notice? I've got to say, with that, you know, same love song, I had heard it before and completely went over my head that it was even about same-sex marriage. So there you go. Obviously, sometimes when you listen to pop, you don't listen very closely, which clearly I wasn't doing. 0418 226 576 is the text line.